Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Do you want to come in? Now that you're here, do you want to come in? Come in. Now that you're here, you may as well come in. Claudia Boyle's with us this morning. And we have the seat specially. We have this seat was specially clean. It was cleaned for you specially.
Around there looking for my water.
That's perfectly fine. Michael was cleaning the seat earlier. I was holding it as he
was just getting the red carpet ready.
The red carpet.
So, you know, he was just, it took a while.
And he was hoovering your seat.
The pink carpet.
Oh, you've got all pink on us, haven't you? I see you brought the interesting bottle with you again.
I always have an interesting bottle.
That bottle
it's my accessory.
It is the finest bottle.
I know, it's a bit diva. I love it.
Anyway, you hear, that song is... The Living Years. Do you know that song?
I do.
I adore
it. I love it.
It's one of the most special songs.
It's what you want
songs.
To be listening to in the morning.
Absolutely. It's one of the most special songs ever written. Welcome to the parish.
Thank you very much, fellow presenter Marty Whelan.
Well, so with a beer.
I was dying to say that.
Welcome. How are you feeling about this?
Great. Really excited,
I'm
I have to say.
For you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, was it always something that you thought maybe. I better explain. You're going to be doing two programmes, Saturday and Sunday.
I am indeed.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Weekend class.
Weekend classics. How long are they? Are they 2 hours, 3 hours, 8 hours?
On Saturday, it'll be 4 until 6:30.
Okay.
And on Sunday, it'll be 4 until 6 for most of the year, and then it changes 4 until 7.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You're being kept on then, are you?
I've been, well, hopefully we'll see if I don't mess it all up.
You've decided you're staying. But have you always wanted to do this?
I have, Marty. I have to say, in the past recent years, in my concerts, I just love engaging and I love talking to people and I love having a chat. So it's something that gradually built over the past couple of years, and it's very natural. I love doing it and I really, really enjoyed it. I was in for a short stint on the Full Score in the summer.
Okay.
And I just loved every moment of it, I have to say. Yeah.
You see, if it's like a little bug, if it bites you, it's very hard to get rid of.
I know.
And any of us who do this will tell you.
And you still love it after all these years, do you?
I've never stopped loving it, to be honest with you. Yeah. There were days.
Well, there's always days,
isn't
there?
There were days elsewhere, but never here. I love it to bits. I really do. And my argument has always been, you jump out of bed in the morning, it doesn't matter. I get up at silly o'clock.
You do.
You'll be strolling in at 3, probably. I get up at silly o'clock, and you have your shower, and you're ready. Why? Because you love what you're going in to do.
Exactly.
So it's fine.
Yeah, and it's a real privilege to do what you love. You know, I have to say, I've always felt that even about singing, about opera.
Sure.
You know, I get to do what I love, you know, and there's nothing like that. I mean, I remember working at, Paris, the Garnier, and, you know, the building there is just so opulent. It's amazing, and it's, you know, from a different time, but it's one of the most opulent opera houses that there are, and I never took it for granted. Every morning going, I remember sending photos to my family WhatsApp going, this is the office today, you know, and you do have to stop yourself and say, God, I'm really grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you do.
Because, you know, these things, they're milestones as you go. And they're box ticking moments
as
well.
Absolutely.
Which is always very important. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. We better play. Now, listen, we talk about singing and all the rest of it in a moment.
Absolutely.
You are obviously going to continue to sing, obviously.
Yes, Lyric are very kindly working around some of my schedule in that regard. Yes.
I'll talk to them about my own schedule. See if I can do something about that. This is you, with a bit of an elephant to see you, just to give people a little taste, to give you a chance to catch your breath. I'm dazzled by your bottle,
Mrs. It's good, isn't it?
Oh,
just looking like Johnny Boyle, but playing her own music on her own.
I know, I was just asking that. I don't think you can play yourself.
I have to say, you've heard of Desert Island Discs, haven't you? Right, probably the most famous radio show in the world ever. And people go on, they pick their 8 favourite tunes. And it can be, you know, people will pick classical or they pick rock. It doesn't matter what you pick, it's your own choice. Desert Island Discs, hence the title. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Norman Wisdom was one of the people. Norman Wisdom, the wonderful actor and a gorgeous man. And as far as I know, he picked 4 of his own songs.
Did he?
For Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, did he?
I must check. I'm pretty sure it's true. Like, you'd be very, like, you're going to be mortified.
You would, because when I was on the full scoring of the summer, I had a couple of friends saying, why don't you play yourself?
You know, and no, you're sitting there saying, well, I have to be honest, this is Claudia. I'm so unaffected with modesty.
I am again. This is just such a fabulous recording.
It's another one of my works. But anyway, so look, on the programme, because it's called Weekend Classics, 4 o'clock this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
So what are you going to be doing? Tell us what you're going to be playing.
Listen, it's going to do what it says on the tin. I think weekends are time for recharging the batteries, you know. And certainly if you have children, if you've got a 9-to-5 job, I use the weekends to just try and relax and get myself ready for the next week. So it's going to be very accessible, easygoing music that you know and love. You're going to recognise all of the pieces. But really great pieces, great performers, high standards. You know, I'm quite discerning on which performers that I like and conductors and everything
that. Who would be some of your favourites? Like, what sort of... some of the names that we would maybe
in the soprano realm, I suppose my all time favourite sopranos, because she's kind of one of the oldies, would be Renata Scott. Though I loved Anna Moffo as well.
Tibaldi,
amazing.
Tibaldi's my favourite.
The more contemporary ones, I've always loved Anna Netrebko. I have to say, I love the colour of her voice. It's like, you know, I don't know, she's like clotted cream. Her voice is just it's so rich, and I just love it. And also she is a wonderful performer as well. So, yeah, I mean, I that's a great thing.
The great thing is you're going to bring that to the programme, which is wonderful that you bring. Because when you bring that to the programme, you're going to bring your own enthusiasm as well.
Of course, yeah.
Listen, you mentioned children.
Yes.
Now, you're no stranger to children.
No, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. Can you believe that?
I know, because
George is 3 and
which one came in here a few years?
That was Blossom.
Blossom.
Yeah. How old was she then? She was only a baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, no, it was baby. Yeah. And your other little person?
George. He was 3 on Sunday.
Good man, George.
Sunday. Yeah, I know, he's great.
George. He's named after
George Angel.
Is he named after Hamilton, is he?
Well, not George Carlin, really. I mean,
George Carlin.
Oh, a big George Carlin fan.
George Michael. George.
Michael. Yeah, there's a lot of great Georges.
A lot of great Georges, and that's good that we have one in Lyric as well. So you mentioned this. Claudia's Kids Classics. Is this what?
Yes. I just wanted to bring a bit of myself into the program, and children are a big part of my life.
Sure.
I'm a bit baby mad as well. Like, I was only doing a sound check yesterday for a concert I'm doing in Knocklyon, a local concert, and
you plugged that really well.
Oh, thank you very much. That was very smooth, wasn't it? So I'm getting good at this now, Martin.
Where is it? What is it? Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Oh, it's going to be on the 18th of October. And it's actually, do you know what? It's the first time I've sang in Knocklyon. I mean, obviously, I've sang in Ireland a lot. I love singing for an Irish audience. But it's the first time I'm actually singing where I live. You know, it's just in my local community.
That's
so really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I can't wait. He has a little baby. And I said, can you please bring him to the sound check? And he did, little baby Joshua. So, listen, I love children, and I love seeing that the excitement they get from music. So I wanted to bring a little bit of that into the programme as well. So we have a kids' classic feature.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
And you know, kids are so inspired by music. It gets them away from screens.
Yeah.
I know my kids love, I mean, just to name a few, I played the William Tell Overture in the summer, and they, of course, call that the horsey song. They gallop in and out of
the kitchen.
And I just love how it inspires them.
But you see, the great thing about those classics is that those of us of a certain age, no matter what age we are, we know them, and sometimes we don't even know what they are, or who they are, or what they are. So when you play those for children, for small people, for whatever, it is a very special thing.
I think
that makes such a difference.
And like you said, like you don't have to know exactly where it's from or what it's about. I mean, there's no horses in the William Tell Overture, but like, you know, it just reminds them of that, and their little imagination just see it, and
that's
you know,
exactly it. An arrow and an apple.
It.
That's all you need. The Swan. You probably be playing the Swan. That's a very famous one, the Camille Saint-Saëns.
Yeah, I'm going to feature that as well, of course, from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns.
Oh, look at you, you'd be full of knowledge and trickery. Sorry, we're just talking about babies. It's what we do.
Baby names, Lily.
Baby names,
beautiful
I know.
Name.
It is a nice name.
It's in the same kind of realm as Blossom.
It is, isn't it?
The floral.
That's
floral
very true.
Realm.
You can say, you know, who in later life they'll be played by people like Maggie Smith and Judy Dench.
Maggie Smith.
The two of them will be played. The two of them. Anyway, I'm talking to Claudia Boyle because we want to mention the fact that starting this Saturday, she'll be on at 4 o'clock on Lyric and on Sunday at 4 o'clock as well. You were saying that here they're going to work around your skadoodle,
yeah.
Which is fair enough. How are you going to do that? Because you're a working singer. This is what you do. And you're a working mum, what am I talking about? But you're a working singer. So you have concerts, you have recitals, you have whatever you have.
Yeah.
Plus you have this and it's live. It's going to be difficult in its own way.
Yes.
For you to juggle.
It'll be worth it though.
Yeah,
I suppose it's just being prepared, being organised. And actually a lot of my concerts for some reason fell on Fridays this year, so that was very lucky, very fortunate.
How did
as
that
well.
Is it just good fortune?
I don't know, it's good fortune. They fell on Fridays. And then I like the odd time, actually I'll be doing a fundraiser on one of the Saturdays, but it doesn't start till 8 o'clock, so I'll run out of the building and do that. But listen, when there's a will, there's a way. So.
Well, exactly. And it's a whole new world that'll open up to you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be snapped up by television.
I think they can go hand in hand. You
they
know,
can
the,
go hand
the
in hand.
Performing. You
well,
just have to be organised.
Yeah, but it's the juggling thing because... because you want, I presume, it's not for me to say, I am presuming you want your singing career to continue.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You're not kind of walking away from something.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd feel like my wings were clipped if I couldn't sing, you know,
But people have done what you've, like, I'm just thinking of another singer, very fine singer, Michael Ball.
Okay,
hugely
yes.
successful singer.
Yeah.
And a show on BBC Radio 2.
Wow.
On a Sunday.
There you go.
So
yeah, so it can work.
You know, and he'd be off touring with Alfie Bowe, and you know, whatever they do, and they're great crack, the two of them.
Yeah.
But he is able to maintain that, so it is possible to maintain
I think it's possible, and I think certainly with this kind of thing, one can complement the other as well. You know, I think, you know, they can both feed into each other. Again, I'm going to bring my experiences, hopefully, with me into the studio, and vice versa, you know. I love the connection with people too, so...
I presume you're not going to be diva-esque, are you?
Hopefully will not be. I mean, maybe my husband will beg to differ sometimes. He's been very funny about the whole thing,
is
you know.
He?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, Amazon came the other day for a delivery. And, you know, I'd be quite chirpy. I'd have a chirpy demeanour. So
do.
I open the door and go, "How you doing?" blah, blah, blah. And he comes down the stairs and he goes, "How you doing? I'm Claudia, RTE presenter." You know, I'm getting that all the time now. Everything I do now. Oh, can I have a drop of milk in the tea?
That'd be great.
Yes, I'm RTE presenter. You can have a drop of milk
Isn't
in your
that
tea.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
The other thing that's going to happen now is that people won't be opening the door for you now. You'll be opening the door yourself.
Well, I got into the building myself this morning because I have a pass now.
Oh, you have a pass,
and it was very exciting, Marty. Very exciting.
Apparently, I've been told by others that the minute you leave here, the pass stops working. And if you've left anything behind...
It's too late. You're never coming back.
Someone else has to get it for you. That's very upsetting.
Oh,
I'm just filling you in. This is the future.
Okay.
You need to know. I want to play... will you stay for a few minutes?
I will,
I want to play your work with Patrick Cassidy.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
We love Patrick Cassidy.
I love Patrick Cassidy. He's amazing.
And we obviously talked to him recently, Dante and all that.
Yes, very exciting.
Which he was involved in. And you sang this piece.
Yeah,
Dante.
We recorded it. Was it last year? I think it might have been quite recently. And yeah, he had told me all about his opera years ago, so it was very exciting. But I think it was performed last year.
Yes,
but
it was.
This year.
But
yeah, I think
genius.
We recorded.
The man is a genius.
He's unbelievable.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
And he's hoping to bring it here. Which, if it's not a Saturday and Sunday, would you be free?
I'd have to fit it in.
I'm only asking. Who on earth was that? Oh, it's Claudia Boyle, who happens to be with me.
I'll have to play that on Saturday.
RT Concert Orchestra, Gavin Maloney conducting, who's always a joy. And that's from Patrick Cassidy's Dante, which he premiered, and which, when we talk to him, he's hoping to bring to Ireland. I hope he does.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now then, it's 9.22, time to get in touch with Orla. Orla, are you there,
lovey? Hello, I am.
Good for you.
How are
you? I'm all right. Now, we've no chocolate today, but tomorrow, I promise. I promise.
There's always chocolate in this building.
There's always chocolate. Don't worry, I know, yeah. I have a parcel here. There could be chocolate in it, I'm not sure. We'll have to see. Anyway, perfect. Tell me what you have.
So we're going to start in Cork, and the Kinsale Road has a northbound delay towards the Grange turnoff. The Ennis Road in Limerick is busy between Union Cross and the Condell Road junction, and in Galway, the Moycullen Road is slow southbound towards NUIG. In Dublin, the M50 southbound is busiest between the M1 interchange and junction 9 Red Cow, and the N7 has an inbound delay between junction 5 Ago and the M50. And finally, there's no Green Line Lewis operating between Brides Glen and the Gallops due to a power fault. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
That's great, Anna. Thanks a thousand.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you in the morning. God
see
bless.
You later.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Claudia Boyle is with me because we're talking about our new show, which is coming. Musical Menu, what's that about?
Well, it's all the associations between music and food, which I thought was great. Great idea.
But you have to pick on you.
Well, would you stop? I love my food. And my, you know, whenever I'm on WhatsApp, my, you know, in order preference, it's baby pictures, it's dog pictures, but then it's food pictures. So
food
I love
pictures.
My food.
All right, you love looking at it. Yeah.
And there's loads of associations. I mean, listen, food and music go hand in hand.
That's true.
We always have it on the background when I'm eating. Restaurants have it playing to advertise food. I mean, classical music and opera is used so many times. But there's proper associations there, like, you know, Dame Nellie Melba, you know, the chef. You know, there was so
today
many.
Today, but one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he created so many dishes after her. You know, and it was because she, you know, she was so wonderful. She was so famous. So there's really fun associations.
Okay,
with
so you got
food.
One for this weekend.
One for this
Dame
weekend,
Nelly
but
Melba.
There's many more to come,
have we got
Marty.
Another one? I'm trying to think of another one.
Even you go into opera, you have the drinking song.
Drinking
you know,
song?
There's just so many.
Zitty zitty. That's
well,
right.
This is it, yeah.
That's right.
And then even like, you know, you could get contemporary new compositions. Even, you know,
could.
The M&S ads always remind me of, you know, food.
Oh, that's right.
Whenever
food.
I hear their soundtrack
I
as well.
I don't think this section is going to last long.
Oh, I'll make it last long.
Will you?
Oh, there's
okay.
Plenty there. Yeah, there
never
is.
Never be afraid. This is another bit of advice. You'd never be afraid to ask for food when you're on. We've had some interesting dishes come our way. Never be afraid because it's good for you.
Also, I'm getting good all the you. Tips today,
all
Marty.
The tips today.
But no, it's actually going to be a really fun feature. We're going to have a menu up every time we
menu.
Do
Very
it as
good.
Well. Yes.
Are you going to play, are you going to get some new stuff as well, I presume? Will you play some new music?
Of course,
you will.
Yeah.
You see, that's another thing too about Lyric, that on Lyric, a lot of stuff gets played that won't get played necessarily anywhere else.
Yes.
So it's a nice vehicle to be able to do that for people
exactly.
too.
Exactly, yeah.
It's important, you
yeah,
know.
It is, it is.
Now, am I going to play Time to Say Goodbye, which seems inappropriate because you've only arrived, or Pia Yezu? Which should be?
Oh, let's have PA Yezu. I love a bit of Weber.
PA Yezu, oh yeah. Again, I remember saying to somebody, if that was all he ever wrote, that'd be enough.
It would be, yeah. I'd say it made him a very
know,
rich man.
And the first word is spelled P-I-E, so that's technically food. See what
very
I've done
good.
There?
There, see what
see?
You did there?
you did that well too. Oh, no wonder they're clapping madly. That was a Christmas show when I was there with you that year too. It was fantastic.
I know, and they loved you.
Well, I don't know about me, but
they
it was a great night. And again, to work with the orchestra and to be able to bring those things to fruition. Very special.
Oh, the National Symphony Orchestra, it's amazing. Yeah.
It is very special.
It's always a pleasure.
And to have that opportunity must be magical. Like, we've had our Martin, I'm not singing, but the idea of when you're standing beside that orchestra,
it's
just so stunning.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, it's a great feeling to perform with a symphony orchestra, I have to say.
That's right. Or indeed the concert orchestra too.
Both,
they're both phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Well, you see, this is the thing. Now we have the two of them and you'll be able to make your choice when the time comes. But you're not doing a Christmas thing this year, are you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Are you?
I'm doing it in the concert hall with the National Symphony Orchestra,
that's why you plugged them and not the concert orchestra, was it?
Getting all my tips.
But did you see what I did? I got to get a plug as well, though.
Yeah, you did.
When is it on? Do you remember the date?
I don't have the dates on.
You don't have the dates? Well, let's pretend you do.
Let's pretend I do.
Take a break for the news.
Let's
and
do
then
that.
Afterwards, you'll say, as I was saying.
Yeah, as I was saying. Those are the dates.
That's exactly it. RT Lyric of Emma, it is Marty of the Morning. It is 9:30, time to get the latest news with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and a very good morning from the newsroom. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, says the 376 Irish peacekeepers based in southern Lebanon will remain there despite the escalating conflict. Emergency restrictions have been eased over much of Israel after yesterday's barrage of missiles launched by Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says Iran's aggression was a big mistake and it will pay. Minister Martin says UNIFIL troops, including the Irish soldiers, there are now the eyes and ears of the international community, and it's not just a case of simply pulling them out.
We've seen in other conflicts around the world in the past where unilateral sudden exodus of United Nations peacekeepers can lead to a far more deteriorating situation for the civilian population in given areas. So this is not a simple sort of equation whereby you just pack up and move out. It is very, very challenging. It's a dangerous environment. We have professional soldiers who have been trained for situations like this. They are safe.
A pedestrian in his 40s has died after he was hit by a car in County Mayo. It happened on the N60 near Ball, 14 kilometres southeast of Castlebar, shortly before 11 o'clock last night. A man has also died in a road incident in County Antrim. It happened near Ballymena last night. The chickenpox vaccine will be available to babies born from this month. The vaccine will be given by GPs when babies reach 12 months as part of the routine primary childhood vaccination programme. Dr. Chantal McGonay is a consultant in public health medicine at the HSE. She says the vaccine is very welcome, as although often a mild illness, chickenpox can be quite serious.
It protects children from some of the serious complications of chickenpox, like pneumonia, like very nasty skin infections. Children can also get encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the lining of the brain as a result of chickenpox. So that's why it's a really positive development.
The weather forecast, mostly dry with sunny spells and just a chance of a few isolated showers. Highest temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
All right, Emma, thank you. Now it's 9:32.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options.
At PTSB, we're making it easier than ever for our customers to save. Whether you want to save little and often or invest a lump sum, you can open a savings or deposit account in-app today. And with the confidence that comes with knowing your money is earning interest, it all comes together for a banking experience that's altogether more human. PTSB. Open in-app and start earning. Over 18, PTSB personal customers registered for online banking only. Number of accounts per customer may be limited and subject to a minimum and maximum balance. Qualifying criteria, terms and conditions apply. Perlin TSB PLC, trading as PTSB, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
RTE Lyric FM.
The Celtic Tenors are coming home. I'm Matthew, and this November, James, Daryl and I are bringing our 25th anniversary celebration back to where it all began at the Gaiety Theatre Dublin. Join us on Sunday, November the 10th, celebrating our Irish roots with the songs, stories and harmonies that have carried us through a quarter century. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.ie. The Celtic Tenors at the Gaiety Theatre. We can't wait to see you there.
Entertainment updates with RTE Lyric FM.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Marty. Ours is a Marty Whelan kitchen.
Wigmore Series Dublin, supported by Clinch Wealth Management, presents a stellar lineup of world-renowned artists at the Royal Irish Academy of Music from this October to April. Performers include Christian Gerhar, Jordi Savall, Imogen Cooper, Natalie Klein, and the Leon Coro Quartet. Tickets from €30 at riam.ie. Booking fee will apply.
RTE. Supporting the arts.
Ag taku leis na halianna.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Making later life a greater life.
Now we have it all set. We can't tell you what we said we're talking about during the break. You were telling me the dates, the Christmas dates.
Yes.
Claudia Boyle
with
me.
I know, I was telling you.
You were mentioning the Christmas dates. So you're with the Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, in the Concert Hall on the 18th and 19th of December. And then we'll go down to the wonderful National Opera, the Wexford Opera House.
Yes. Which is wonderful.
On the 20th.
There. That's right. You're not down for the operas this year, are you?
No, not this year. I was there last year.
Yep.
In that War Horse of a Donizetti piece.
I know.
Zoraida di Granada.
I know. We were there for
I worked very hard for that.
You surely did. Well, we'll be down there with the show. It's only two and a bit weeks.
It's coming up very soon,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, a few weeks. Because we're in October
very
now.
Quickly.
So you'll be there. And this is a Christmas show. Is it singing Christmas tunes?
With the Symphony Orchestra. So it'll be all the great tunes. There's some very accessible opera. I have some Traviata in there as well.
Right.
And there's some beautiful new arrangements as well. We've got a beautiful White Christmas arrangement too by Gavin Murphy. So beautiful stuff.
Lovely.
Very cinematic music as well. Yeah. Just very accessible. It's what you want to be listening to
Christmas. As you're on Lyric, obviously we'll have access to tickets that will have no value.
Of course.
And therefore we don't have to tell anyone that we got the tickets.
Well, this is it.
Is this okay? That's very good. I'm just checking with you.
You're always welcome, Mark.
Well, that's very good. There's quite a big family, expanding family now. Looking forward so much to Claudia this weekend. She's great fun. That's Marie in Glasnevin. And she was saying, and somebody else was on about David Smith singing with you.
David Smith, yes. That was
I saw the show in the Bord Gáis a few years ago and you were amazing.
It was a gorgeous night, Marty. I have to say, it was one of those concerts where I just thought it was very special. Yeah,
good for you. And the William Tell Overture, our friend Helen says, takes you back to the 50s going to the cinema, and it'll be a cowboy film. And William Tell played when the Indians gave chase, apparently. So,
well, you see, that's it.
Babe, they are. The children run around. Listen, I want to wish you well. It's going to be great fun. I know you're going to enjoy it. You're working with Gail, who's lovely.
And she's brilliant.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And the thing is, you get on like a house on fire, go and play some tunes, enjoy the moment.
I will.
And take pleasure from it.
I will. I'm buzzing. I'm really looking forward to it, you know.
So just a reminder, lads, it's at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
4 o'clock
and
on
4
Saturday.
O'clock on Sunday.
And 4 o'clock on Sunday.
It'll be all manner of things. Weekend classics for Claudia Boyle. Time to say goodbye. Which is what it is.
Are you getting rid of me now, Martin?
I'm introducing the song.
Is that a hint, is it?
Give your own program now. Go and do your own program. Thanks, Claudia.
Thank you so much.
Keep the faith. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.